call to order the Board of Works meeting for February the 10th. The mayor will not be with us today, so first order of business.
Free money for everybody.
First order of business will be for approval of the minutes from January the 27th.
So moved.
I'll second.
I'd have to say all in favor.
All in favor.
Day aye.
Aye.
Next, we will do the department heads. Whoever wants to be first. Danny, you're on this first.
Oh, Phil beats you to the punch, buddy.
I was going by the last.
Chaos reigns at the Board of Works.
127-14 to the date, we had a number of violations with 63 and 6 junk and debris. And also, I talked to Mr. Hill and Mr. Blinn about the demolition on houses. I'm still working on it, and I've got plenty of them on the list. So hopefully next meeting I'll have pictures of them and the addresses.
We have those books updated. Do you have
those? Yeah, I'll have you a book and everything with all of them. There'll be enough for next year, too.
Okay. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks.
Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. So far this year, we've had 27 funeral services. We've had 11 so far in the month of February. We elected new officers today. We didn't do that in January. We got that done today. Our new president will be Wally Reeve, our vice president, Don Doyle, treasurer, Hilton Heineke, and our secretary, Nor Brown. And effective on April 1st, the cemetery will be taking a small price increase in order to try to make up a deficit from what we've been running a little bit behind. So that's all we have.
Rough crash.
Thank you, counsel.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you.
Okay.
I've lost my voice, so this is terrible. I'm sorry. Okay, Laura Ariel, Vincent's Animal Shelter. Since the beginning of the year, we've spayed or neutered 44 dogs and 15 cats. We're almost at 100%. We've got 6 dogs left and about 4 cats. At that point, everybody that's been there will be spayed or neutered.
Okay.
So then we'll just be spaying and neutering new things
as they come in.
They come in. So that's good.
Great.
I also would like to have, I have 6 vehicles right now at the shelter, and I'd like to declare 4 of those vehicles surplus.
So there's 4 vehicles that you feel like you don't need.
Correct.
And if we declare them as surplus, then that will allow your department to put those up for sale or bid or
solicit for bids.
Trades.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. I'd like to get some.
Sure. So, Dave, do we need some action to?
Yeah, she just needs to give you a list and you can put it in her plug and then she can go through and get quotes.
Okay.
To dispose of them by sale, bid, auction, or trade.
Trade in. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Great.
And we're busy raising money we have a fundraiser on Saturday, the Valentine's Day luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing really great on raising money. It's going to be a phenomenal turnout. We're raising money for stainless steel cages for our isolation and quarantine rooms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I won't go any further.
That's fine. We appreciate you being here.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
Great. Thanks. And I know we're alternating, weeks in terms of reports, but if there's something that you need to report next time, we can do that.
Okay.
All right.
Guess anyone else? We've nothing under old business that we have for this time. So starting with new business, March of Dimes. You could state your name for the record.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Arnett, and this is Debbie Vonderheide.
Hi.
We're co-chairs this year for the 2014 March of Dimes March for Babies Walk, which will be held on Sunday, April the 13th. And we are here to request some street closures for the walk that will be coming up. In the past years, you've been very kind to give us the support that we need for street closures while the walk is going on over at the Vincennes University. We use the outside track area when it is a nice, beautiful day. Even if we do have to hold the walk indoors, we still need requests to have some of the streets for closures. And I have a map here if you need a map to see the
We've got one in our
street
packet.
Okay, yeah. Street closure requests.
And Dusty, have you seen those?
I have not, but I'm familiar with what they normally close.
Okay. And I've talked to Jim Jones, who's BU police chief,
mm-hmm.
and he said that any permission to do that, that their staff will
Their staff will take care of those.
Okay.
Okay. So the described barriers are at Chestnut and St. Clair, Red Skelton and the apartment parking entrance, Chestnut Lindale and Red Skelton and Don Bell parking lot entrance. And that would be for the duration of the event from 9 till 3, correct?
Correct. Okay. We usually try to be finished by 3. I think last year we ran just a little bit over. The only other thing that we need to bring up is that is the same Sunday that the North-South basketball game, I think the All-Star game is going to be held at the PE Center.
Complex.
So with the street closures, there may be some issues with people trying to get, you know, they'll want to come down Red Skelton Boulevard to cut over to the PE Complex Center. So we may have to have redirect traffic so that they'll either turn on Lindale and go all the way down past Chestnut if they're coming around the back way or either, turn closer.
So does Jim know about that as well?
Yes.
And also Roy Anglis is director of the facilities there, and he's the one actually that's made the recommendations on the street closures.
Okay.
Okay. As long as they're aware.
Yeah. So, okay. Anything else, guys?
I think that's it.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we approve the four traffic barriers as previously described and inserted here for the March of Dimes walk on Sunday, April the 13th from 9 until 3 with collaboration between VU Police and VPD.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is Jesus Day March event and banner.
Thank you for us being here today, amen. First of all, I'd like to say June 7th is coming up for Jesus Day at Gregg Park this year. And we would like to have the banner on Washington Avenue be put up on May 23rd through June the 9th.
Okay. Dan, you've got that reserved.
Okay.
You have insurance, so. Okay. And then you have another request for police escort for the march itself.
Right.
Okay.
And then.
Is that okay, Dusty? Okay.
Then we're going to need the Knox County EMS to be there too that day.
Okay, that you'll need to arrange that separately. I mean, that's
right.
That doesn't fall under our
jurisdiction,
so I'm sure they'll help you out with that.
I'll get with them tomorrow
or
next day. And then also when you go into Gregg Park there,
uh-huh.
and then the road goes this way and then curves to the right,
mm-hmm.
asking if it could be blocked off this part here and then they could drive around this way instead of driving through there because you're going to have people running back and forth and the children and all.
Mr. Beeman's there. Mr. Beeman will make sure that the park's adjusted the way you need to. Okay. Okay. Anything else?
That's about all I got.
Okay. So we'll make this as one motion. We are approving a motion for the Jesus Walk at Gregg Park on June the 7th. First item to hang a banner from May 23rd through June 9th on Washington Avenue. And then to approve a police escort for the walk itself. The described path here left on Broadway and then on the Washington Avenue onto the park at approximately 10:30.
Yes.
An approved closure within the park to accommodate for internal traffic.
Okay. I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Hey,
good luck
thank
with
you.
That. I think that next item, Mr. President's been tabled for the Tecumseh Harrison 5K run. Is that right? There's nobody here.
Right.
They couldn't be here tonight.
Put it on the agenda for next.
Okay. So we'll put that on next meeting's agenda. And then Cheryl, you have something on the Keep Vincennes Rolling?
Yes, I'm here on behalf of the bicycling group Keep Vincennes Rolling. I was here about a year and a half ago, I think. We had some signs that were donated by Good Samaritan Hospital, some Share the Road signs. And now the group has applied for a grant, received a grant through the Community Foundation to purchase some more Share the Road signs for placement around Vincennes and Knox County. And you'll see, I think Dan got that added to your packet, the list of locations and a map. We're looking at 5 more locations within the city limits at this point, like the 13th and Willow Street area, College Avenue in front of the YMCA, St. Clair at like Wabash Avenue, kind of the top of the hill, 6th and Mid Black, kind of in front of the plaza there, and then at Wheatland Road in front of Creole Lanes. And the last time we did this, they got the signs to us over the street department, and I coordinated with Bryce and with Denny to get them all placed. So.
Okay. Bryce, you're on board with all that? Okay.
Good deal.
So the we're going to approve those locations, and then is there action by the council subsequent to that, or are actions enough to make that happen? This isn't a change in the law. This is just erecting signs, correct? All right. We're powerful today. Get rid of the mayor. We get all kinds of things done. Okay, I'll make a motion that on behalf of Keep Vincennes Rolling, that the street department put up signs at the following locations: 13th and Willow, College Avenue in front of the YMCA, St. Clair Street at Wabash Avenue, 6th and Niblack in front of the Vincennes Plaza heading towards VU Baseball Field, and at Wheatland Road in front of Creole Lanes.
And I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Hacker.
Any other business?
I'll motion that we adjourn.
So moved.